Hi there. This two-minute message is on the topic of teaching the yamas and niyamas from a foundation that can perhaps increase the likelihood that all students will hear what you have to say. So the yamas and niyamas can be referred to as the Ten Commandments of yoga, or the term ethics can be used. In fact, Nikolai Bachman, who is a very respected Sanskrit and excellent yoga philosophy scholar, does use the word ethics when he refers to the yamas and niyamas. However, in modern usage, the word ethics might translate in a student's mind as a should, a moral should, which could then be more easily dismissed as an attempt by an outer authority, whether they are thinking of this old book written by somebody they don't know, or you as a teacher trying to be an outer authority over their autonomy. So we wouldn't want to add to the muddling of the mind from that interpretation if we could avoid it. So other ways to think about how to teach or to set a foundation include, so the translations themselves usually are stated as, if you behave in this way, if you do this, then you'll get this result. So just that theory, that foundation, that behaviors have consequences, that's a big part of what we're talking about here. And that if we, for instance, cause harm in lying, that one of those consequences is inside us. So it disturbs our peace of mind. So kind of getting at those types of perspectives in terms of the foundation before you teach the particular yamas and niyamas might be helpful. And other phrases like this idea of, quote, right relationship with or respect for others and ourselves can set the tone. And then finally, there is another way that sometimes the yamas and niyamas are expressed, and that is that they are a demonstration of spiritual evolution. So if you see this behavior in someone, it is a natural outcome of a progression spiritually.